When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
What is it?
This is the year 2022.
Yeah. 2022.
And we still got people saying the earth is flat.
No, we ain't still got them. They're growing.
I think that was more of like a 2018 thing.
What's the agenda?
They're trying to prove that the government's lying to us by telling us the earth is
flat. Duh.
Yeah. But the government is, you got to believe in the Illuminati if you believe in the flat earth, I guess.
I don't know what Illuminati is.
Downstairs at Denver.
Bum, bum, bum.
What?
No, Si, so you're not buying into the flat earth? Have you watched any documentaries on
it? No, I ain't watched no documentaries on it. But hey, look, you know. The earth is round.
So, flat earth ain't made it to PBS yet.
It ain't made it to PBS yet.
They're self-funded right now.
No, that's the government. The government ain't going to tell them the truth.
They're funded it trying to figure it out, I guess.
Okay. I did watch the documentary.
Flat earth. So, what if it's flat? What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Well, you can fall off, I guess.
They scare you going to fall off.
Well, wouldn't they be a wall?
Hey.
I don't know. I've never been to the ends of the earth. It's always been a circle in my head.
Oh, we can fall off. That is, if something in physics change.
We could fall off the earth?
Yeah. Even with it being round.
Oh, he's saying if the good Lord gets tired of it.
Oh, yeah, and the moon gets too far away and we ain't got no gravity more. We just
this unseen axis.
We're going to go tumbling.
This earth is rotating on.
That's just like that book
if
I was ever, reading
if
on
it
gravity.
Ever falls off
I just
that,
can't
oh, yeah, we're going to fall, all right? This whole planet's going to fall and burn up in space somewhere.
Did you hear about Godwin's book?
No.
My book about gravity?
No.
I just can't put it down.
You can't put it down. Well, there you go. that makes my point. Okay, hey, you can't put it down, boy.
Funny.
What happens if you drop it?
It goes up.
Hey. I don't know.
You don't know. You don't
you
know
can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it.
That's right. You don't know that.
Say this, gravity in my life is undefeated.
Mm-hmm. Like that limbo champ that went into the bar. He walked into a bar. He lost.
Got one up wasn't your best.
I like that one.
That reminded me. My nieces told me to tell you one. Got one. Said which one of the 50 states is mentioned in the Bible?
No, don't tell me. I know it.
I don't know.
You know Arkansas?
You're right.
Yes!
Yes. That's right. Well, that's where Noah put his bees.
What?
In the archives.
Oh, boy.
No, Noah looked out the ark and saw.
There
you go. There you go, Gavin.
I got
that's courtesy of my nieces right there.
Good one. Good one.
He looked out of the ark and saw a lot of water.
Yeah.
Water. There's a lot of water on the earth.
No.
For it to be flat.
There you go.
I don't get it.
I don't.
Yeah, they wouldn't be. Wouldn't it be hotter?
But if we're a dome,
we discussed this thoroughly for about the first 15 minutes of sitting in here.
What are we sitting on?
I don't. I'm hoping the good Lord's holding us in His hands.
Like a table.
I think we're still floating. I think we're just more of a disc than we are a. I watched the documentary and was very confused.
Oh, don't get it around Joe Hunter's dog. He'll catch it.
Wait, what?
The thing is on the axis.
That's not what the flat earthers say.
Well, hey, I'm just saying what the scientists say.
Probably.
You know, I understand an axle.
They're lying.
I've got two of them on my pickup, and it's got two tires on each side. Okay.
Yeah.
We can fly around this earth.
So I got a new truck. It ain't got but one axle.
But you can't go to the South Pole, I think is their claim.
You can't get there from here.
That's a lie.
Has anybody ever been to the South Pole?
Well, of course.
I thought, what was his name? Edmund Hillary or something like that?
Somebody went down.
I don't know.
Did he come back?
I don't
know.
He probably fell off.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
No, he didn't fall off.
Maybe he got hit by penguins.
That's right. Hey.
God. There's a lot of penguins down there. Nothing else. Right. Has a human ever been? Man, there's a lot of weird Google.
He'll tell you.
No telling what kind of ad you're about to get.
Has a human ever been cloned on Mars, swallowed by a whale? Yes. Taxidermied? Taxidermied is on there.
Next thing you know, you're going to have a sticker on your computer that says birds aren't real.
They're not.
Hey, look. They already got that because our scientists say a quail can't fly.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Oh, you've told this story. Yeah. But whenever you go kick them, they're like,
"Ah!" Yeah. I said, "Dale, I need to take them over there to Purvis, Mississippi to a longleaf plantation and show them." Okay.
Si, do you think birds are real?
They're not.
They're real. I eat them all the time.
No, those birds are fine. It's the pigeons that aren't real.
Hey. Pigeons aren't real.
Birds, just in general. The government took them all out in 1970.
It's all drones.
They're all drones. That's why they sit on power lines. They're charging.
That's a good one.
That's all I'm saying. It makes sense.
I like it. Battery charger.
Yeah, you can't. That's why they can sit on power lines.
That's it, boy. Hey.
How come them dumb ones keep flying into the windows?
There's, you know, glitches.
Yeah.
Glitches in the system.
Lord, conspiracy theories, aren't they grand?
Somebody has been to the South Pole. So now I'm like, I thought that was your thing, people.
No.
There's a United States flag on the South Pole.
Are you sure? There was one on the moon, too.
Ah, that's a good point. Maybe I am a flat earther. Martin, you just convinced me to dive into the... I will say this. That's the problem with documentaries. Because whoever's making the documentary it's from there, and they will confuse you. For 10 minutes, I was like...
Well, that's their job.
I'm in. I'm a flat earther.
To destroy you.
But then the flat earther thing is so bad, by the end of it, they prove themselves wrong. They did a whole experiment, and they're like, that can't be right. And I'm like, no, that you got yourself, bro. You tricked yourself here. they did a whole thing, and it was like, oh, yep, Earth's round. And they're like, oh, no. Well, now they had to prove themselves wrong.
So they're like a really good defense attorney.
No, a really
in a court.
Bad one, I guess.
But they had you though. You have reasonable doubt.
Oh, for just a minute, I was like, whoa, what if they're on to something? But then I was like, nah.
Them's the people that get boys off on murder charges and stuff. Because they're good at painting a picture that ain't there.
Yeah. I see it.
That's the ones.
That's why I don't trust documentaries anymore. Well, you got to think about it. Somebody's paying for it, and it's the people that want to prove their point.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not really a documentary. It's a story.
It's
advertising.
Their viewpoint of what really happened.
No. That's the same thing with theories. Our scientists come up with theories about stuff, okay? But then when they look at the evidence, that theory will not hold water.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes it don't. Sometimes it does. Okay.
I want to watch Carl Malone's version of The Last Dance. Because that was just Michael Jordan talking good about himself. I want to hear people that didn't like him talk about him. That'd be more interesting.
I thought you were talking about Tom Petty's Mary J's Last Dance.
Who? Did Tom Petty have a documentary?
No, he just had a song. Mary J's Last Dance.
I don't know
J's
that one.
Last Dance.
I just watched the Chicago Bulls one. That's a song?
Yeah, it's a song.
You've heard that song a million times.
A million times, JD.
A million?
No way you haven't.
That's right. You have not got
Tom Petty.
If you have, we're going to have to seriously question your continuation on this podcast.
That's right.
That may be grounds for dismissal. That's
a creepy looking video, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, yeah, it's kind of weird, like Alice in Wonderland kind of stuff.
What?
Oh,
yeah. Her name was Alice.
Rabbit down a rabbit's hole and all this other stuff, okay?
Yeah. Last Dance with Mary Jane, One More Time to Kill the Pain.
I have no idea what we're talking about. I just don't know. I'm out.
He ain't there, Bill.
It came out in 1993. Hey, why does this say, because this doesn't, okay, I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm catching on what this song's about. And it says the genre of this song is alternative, pop, rock, and children's music. This doesn't sound like a children's song at all.
Why not?
I don't, it just doesn't seem
like. Yeah, it is. The Flower Children.
Oh, boy. You are a product of the 60s, no, sir.
I'm from the 60s, but I ain't a flower child.
Is that what they called those people?
That's what they called them back in the day.
You know what those people ended up? Flat earthers.
I beg to differ.
What?
Judging by your shirt and your hat, you're exactly a flower child.
Well, hey, now that you brought that up.
FlowerGeneral.com/outdoors.
I am doing a new project, okay?
With flowers.
I have become the goodwill ambassador of FlowerGeneral.com/outdoors.
Can I get some discount flowers?
Hey, next a week.
You'll have to talk to the owner of the joint for that.
Hey, a week from today is our anniversary. Can you send some goodwill to my wife?
Yeah, that's right.
I like this idea.
You can order some.
Now, can I use
nominal fee?
Oh, do I get to use like Uncle Si 20 for 20%?
That's all right.
Hey.
What the heck? What are you good for then?
50. Uncle Si. Hey, 50.
Make your life better with a beautiful flower and some wisdom from God's word.
Oh, folks, I wish this was our first commercial, but it's not. Let's go there right now, though. We'll be back right after this. Rucker, do you know what makes the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go. Building it out of live wood. Yeah. Yes. And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but, you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass. They got you. Whatever you want, they got you. And that's what's cool because, like, I planted the persimmon trees. I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years. All the things. It's our way of giving back, you know, and it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point, your wife's going to say, we need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants. Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here, don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got, like, you can grow lemons on your front porch. You can grow them in the kitchen. You can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go. I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store. Just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're not superstar athletes. We're just regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
Who do regular things.
That's right.
And it's important to stay regular and to stay healthy to be regular. So it's important that we take supplements of the highest quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1. How long have we been drinking AG1, Philip?
A long time. Probably about 3 years for us.
Yeah, and unlike a lot of those other brands of supplements,
yeah,
AG1 conducts a bunch of testing to set the standard for purity and potency, and it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists. Are you a scientist, doctor, or nutritionist?
Negative.
Negative.
On that.
So how are we supposed to know? That's why we go with AG1, because they've got decades of experience in their field. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Philip, you made a pack right here. It's that easy.
I did. I knew I was doing the duck call room this morning, and so I waited to do my AG1 here.
Right there.
And look, we never miss a day when we drink our AG1, me and my wife, Alicia, and we've loved it for a long time, and it's really helped us out.
Yep. And we know we can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated. And that's why AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one scoop or travel pack. Philip already did all that while we were doing this ad.
You can definitely tell when you miss a day and you don't drink it.
Yeah.
Some time goes by, you're craving to go back and drink your AG1.
AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C. Mm. Can't get enough vitamin C and zinc to support my immune health. Look, it all started back when Superman himself, Christian Huff, started drinking AG1, got us all on it. We're not Superman, and I'm not going to be able to lift the weights he lifts, but I'm going to be able to feel great every single day by drinking AG1.
And you're going to have better gut health.
Better, yeah, that's important for me. Look, we've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out. We're back. And ladies and gentlemen, during the break, we pulled it up. I have heard that song. If somebody would have gone, it's, you know, it's the one where he's like,
but then you might have thought it was something by Bob Dylan.
I was like, oh, that is that song. So, yeah, I've heard it. I just don't know the words.
It's good.
Does anybody know the words?
It's a good song.
Yeah. Lyrics.com.
Lyrics.com knows the words.
Boys. Hey. I'm sure if you put on like Spotify and click on lyrics, it'll pop up.
Oh, speaking of that, everybody watch?
Nope.
American Idol last night?
Are you kidding me right now? Is that what you just asked us?
What did he say?
No!
American Idol.
That's still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Did you watch American?
Yes, I did. And hey, and I chose correctly on who was going to win it.
You voted for him?
No.
You texted in your vote?
No, I didn't vote.
Wait, it was like the finale?
Yeah. 3 hours. 4 hours.
You watched American Idol for three hours last night?
Without sleeping?
7, 8, 9. No. 8, 9, 10, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
It's a 3 hour.
Who?
3 hour finale.
And you watched it all?
Yeah, I watched it all. It was great.
Who won?
Well, hey, Noah.
Is he any good?
Between him and Hunter Girl. And I looked at it and I said, well, Hunter Girl is really a professional artist, okay, with songwriting, and she's very calm on stage. She's got it all. She's very talented. So I said, well, okay. Noah was a little younger than her too. So I said, hey.
Did he have a boat?
Huh?
Did he have a boat?
Hey, a boat? No. But he may have a song later about a boat. Hey. Yeah.
Noah, he's a good artist Thompson. Too. Is he, what kind of, is he country?
Country.
I've noticed American Idol has taken a strong term into poppy country music.
I was about to say, but country ain't country.
Can we go down that road?
Not like it used to be.
Country music, ladies and gentlemen.
If you listen to a country song backwards, would your wife come back and your dog come back to life?
Well, today they don't even sing about that.
Oh, they don't?
No, now it's just, you know, cold beer.
Tan lines.
Short skirts and God bless the troops.
Yeah,
that's all. There's your country music in 2020. And I do say God bless the troops.
People driving tractors, they wouldn't even know how to put it in drive.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Then there's songs about just, hey, buy some dirt.
What?
Yeah, Buy Dirt. That's Luke Bryan's song, Buy Dirt. Now, see, he
Buy Dirt.
Well, that's what he's done.
Well, hey, there you go. He just bought him a place.
You buy you a bunch of land. That's a pretty good investment,
boys. Right.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Right now, because it ain't gonna get any cheaper.
When they, whatever happened to like George Strait?
Taylor Swift.
He's still.
Is it you blame T Swift? You have the floor, Martin.
No, nah, I
take
mean,
a shot at Taylor Swift. She's listening.
Well, good. Maybe she'll write a song about me. I can be something someday. Yeah,
he got the roping.
No, I don't know. I think they just, I mean, good on country music for realizing there was a bigger audience than what they had. So they adapted to the changing landscape. Just not my thing.
No.
More. I mean, you know.
All of the songs sound like one of my favorite songs, Parked Out by the Lake.
80 Miles from Santa Fe.
By Dean Summerwind. Look it up. It's a great song.
Yeah.
And that is country music in a nutshell.
Parked Out by the Lake?
Yeah. 80 Miles from Santa Fe.
Yeah. They repeat the chorus a lot.
I can't even remember his name now. He sang a song about bass fishing.
Bass fishing?
Yeah.
Luke Bryan?
No, I ain't Luke Bryan.
Oh.
Bill Dance.
Yeah. No.
Fishing for a living.
He plays the guitar real good. He's real good with guitar.
Oh, it's a famous singer that plays the guitar real good. We've narrowed it down here.
Oh, him.
Oh, Tom Petty?
I can't believe I can't think.
Kurt Cobain.
I can't think.
I don't think Kurt Cobain ever played about bass fishing.
Well, he's talking about, you know, because he's out on the lake.
Oh, Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley. That's it.
I'm going to miss her.
Yeah. I love
that song has to do with fishing.
Talking about, hold it. I got a bite.
Yeah.
I'm sure going to miss that girl.
Yeah.
I missed that one. I hadn't heard it.
That's a great song. He talking about duck blinds, all this good stuff.
No, I think they just saw a bigger market and said, let's go for it.
Let's go.
Go for the money, boys.
I believe they call it stadium country music.
Is it?
Maybe. I'm more of like a
stadium country,
like a "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" country music kind of guy.
Constant Sorrow.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Get money for singing in a can.
That's right.
Down there in Tishomingo,
singing in a can, boys.
Geographic.
Might run up on the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Yeah.
See, the Soggy Bottom Boys is country music.
That's
bluegrass.
That's it.
Right. That's country.
That's where all the good musicians.
Or like
are.
Charlie Crockett is country music. Charlie Crockett's legit. Yeah. Look him up, Son of Davy.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Stapleton is still good.
That is country.
He stays to the roots. Eric Church, for the most part,
he
got outside of it a little bit, but then he went back.
He came back in?
Oh, yeah.
I don't listen to enough music.
He dove back in.
See, because at one point, we all got phones that go straight to our vehicles, and then you don't need the radio, because the radio would play songs. I don't care what station you listen to, a song's coming on you don't like.
Yeah.
Even if it's Christian music, one of them songs you're like, I get it. I mean, I love Jesus, but this song, but with your phone, you just get to pick all the songs. But so I never hear new music anymore because I just listen to what I like.
There you go. Childish Gambino.
No.
You off that bag?
No, that's sinful.
Look at him. Look at him.
That's funny. That was younger days.
Younger Johnny D.
Younger Johnny D.
I used to listen to some rap music. It's all still in my head, and I wish it wasn't there.
That's weird.
I listen, you know.
But I look at rap music like country music. It all ended in the 90s, man. Like,
that's true.
I mean, that's where it passed away and bred something new. So it evolved, as you would say.
It evolved for sure.
You know.
And it's still evolving.
What about you, Si? Hey. What are you listening to today?
I'm listening to all of it. Okay.
I ain't much on rap. All of it.
Fun fact about Si. Si, what's your favorite song?
Favorite song? Oh, good grief. There's too many of them.
What's it? Duct Tape Man by Uncle Si.
A lot of Garth Brooks songs.
Aren't you a big, you're a big Golden Earring fan, though, aren't you?
Well, no. Well, I don't know.
Radar Love?
Radar Love's a good one. That's a good jam.
Do I know that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Megan Reed.
Boom, 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 boom.
I like that.
I used to get so fired up.
I go back to all the greats, okay? George Jones, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, all them guys.
Johnny C. You want to know what one of the greatest songs ever is?
What is it?
Brandy by Looking Glass. That's a jam.
Brandy by Looking Glass?
Yeah.
Never heard.
Yes, you have. We're going to play it in the next break, and you're going to go, that is a good song.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Oh, and all the dudes look like Si from 1972. They got long hair and beards.
Back in the 60s, okay, That's when your best music came out.
Why is that?
Led Zeppelin.
It's what every generation's.
Oh, like. No.
90s. No. Yeah. I remember Justin Timberlake before.
I mean, no, because, hey, and then you move forward, come to the 70s.
Yeah.
It's some good music in Rush. The
70s. Oh, there's Godwin's jam. Yeah.
Godwin's Rush, man.
In the 80s.
You believe that's three people making all that racket?
Hey, they was the smallest orchestra in the world.
Who's that?
Rush.
I'm going to tell you one of the best things you can do in life.
What's that?
Is get in a truck with John Godwin.
Throw on some Rush.
Rush greatest hits.
Start at number one.
And just watch him play the air drums the whole way. It is one of the best things you can do. If we ever give any experience away on this duck call room, that needs to be one of them.
Air drumming?
A Rush ride with Godwin.
You want to go fishing with
him. It'll change your life.
But you really just want to ride with him while he listens to Rush.
Yeah, once you get to the boat ramp, turn around and go home.
Yeah.
I mean, just listen to Rush the whole way.
Don't even go fishing.
He knows every drum beat on that thing.
Do you really?
Pretty much.
Yes, he does.
Well, you're a Rush fan.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have fans. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm serious. No, they didn't.
They were the original Tommy John.
Oh, no. They didn't. Because they, you know.
Yeah.
They had some, diehard.
Now all our kids are Rush fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Johanna listened to
them. Does her husband?
I don't know about that.
Hey, he listened to me. She listened to it at home.
I don't know about that.
He might.
Oh man, where are we gonna go next? Let's find out when we get there.
Right,
we'll be
this.
Back right after. We'll back.
I'm gonna play Brandy.
I'm hearing us some Brandy.
Martin.
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
You do.
What?
It's a mattress, and it came from Helix.
Is that
not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress, and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a two-minute quiz, and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix.
It came in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you, because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it, because it is that, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D, he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
mine
night.
Mine is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, you know what I'm going to pass Saturday? What I'm going to drive by?
Bucky's.
Bucky's, baby.
Eat a sandwich from me, Gavin.
I will. Bucky's, I'll get baby. Two of them.
Do yourself a favor and don't wear a Duck Commander shirt. Yeah, this no. time. Maybe you can get in and out.
Spend $96 for me, just get on
that,
anything.
Get that little bag of Dots pretzels.
Oh yeah. Yep.
I had some Dots yesterday, pretzels.
A Mountain Dew and a cup of coffee. Oh,
I had to go.
And look. I'll drive on down to Florida.
You going to Florida?
You betcha.
You going on vacation?
Yep.
Toes in the sand?
Toes in the sand, baby.
Which Florida? Are you going to Alabama or Florida?
No, I'm going to Florida.
Are you going
to all the way?
I'm going on down a little bit.
Oh. Well, you don't need to say it, but people, you know, it's your vacation.
No.
Yeah. Oh, where are you going to be?
Over.
You going to be on 30A?
No.
Oh, he going to the – he going – he ain't going to the Redneck Riviera. He's going to Florida, Florida.
He going to be down there with Luke Bryan and him.
I'm going to the redneck part of mm-hmm. – well, not really. There, it is much more redneck.
Bunch of chickens.
Right beside Alabama than it is
bunch
Florida.
Bunch of chickens. Where bunch of chickens.
Bunch you going to Key West?
I didn't say that.
That's a long way from here. There's a bunch of chickens in Key West.
I know. You can't mess with them either.
No.
Huh?
I think they're like the state bird.
I take a picture of one in a Kentucky Fried Chicken parking lot drive-thru.
Si, are you going to the beach this summer?
No.
Why not?
Oh, why should I go?
Why wouldn't you?
People beach? Like the beach.
Look, the breeze. Hey.
Goblin loves the
beach. Lay out under an umbrella.
And a bunch of salt water.
Martin got married on the beach. That's how much he likes
sand,
it. Martin got married on the bay, but you could see the beach.
You could smell it.
Would you get married in Alabama or Florida?
Roll Tide.
See? Roll That's tide. What I'm saying. It's more redneck on the Alabama side.
Especially if you go down that highway.
It was on the line.
What you talking about? What's that called? Fort
Morgan.
Was Fort
Morgan?
Florida, Georgia line.
I went to the end of Fort Morgan one time and felt like I was on the Washita River the whole time.
Yeah.
I had a good time, but that didn't feel like the beach.
No. That's where the natural light flows like wine.
Yeah, it was very redneckish.
Redneckish.
I like that place though.
Yeah,
I'm going to Navarre this year.
Navarre,
I've been there.
You been there? That's a good one. Mm. That's a good little part of the world, isn't it?
Just too many humans.
It's a lot of humans.
They need like a toll booth.
Weed them out.
Well, yeah, stay shorter and then just, you know, less people at a time, but you still get the same amount of people through there. Limited like 3 days. You don't need more than 3 days there. Like three, 4 days on the beach, you don't need more than that.
I would agree with
Nobody really needs more than that.
No, really, you don't. But then, I'm going to stay longer than that.
He's going to stay longer.
Well, it might rain, you know.
There is a lot of people. Well, how did that happen? Because when we were kids, there wasn't that many people there.
Didn't seem like it. But I guess there's that many more humans on this earth.
You going to surf fish?
You betcha. I'm going to catch me some of them sand fleas.
Sand fleas, uh-oh.
I'm going to tell Johanna, look, there's
big sand fleas.
We're going to have a competition. Who can catch
the most sand fleas?
That's right. We'll get all of us in there.
I didn't even know
we'll have a bucket full for
it. I didn't even know that. And I watched it, and it showed them. Tide come in, and when it went out.
Did you eat them?
They was everywhere. Nice. No, you used for bait.
Put them on a hook.
Yeah, used for
you
bait.
You chunk them out there. Well, you walk out there as far as you can walk. Then you throw, and then you click your reel, and you walk back. Stick it in the sand.
Stick it in the sand, boy.
I'm trying that. I got a catfish rod I'm going to take.
Better take a big one.
Oh, it's going to be a big one.
Because everything in the ocean fights like you wouldn't believe.
That's right. And they got big teeth, too, J.D.
Yep.
Everything.
Big
I've always wanted to go fishing at the beach. I'm scared I'm going to catch a human, but I'm going to try it.
I do it at nighttime. You catch more. Or first thing in the morning.
Yep.
That's when you see like them fish running bait.
There ain't nobody getting to the beach till about 10 or 11 anyway.
See, that's kind of my thing when I go to the beach. All them people that are down there, you like wake up and you go look out there and there's people down there. I'm like, what y'all doing? This is a vacation.
No, I'm the dew busters. I'm there to watch the sunrise.
Mm-hmm. You can do that from the condo.
He watches the sunrise.
Yeah. Watch sunrise and you watch fish chase bait all the way down the beach. Then you realize, I might not be in that water.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
When you see how much bait is in that water before the humans get involved, you're like,
And the big bait chasers, are out there.
Something's always busted.
Hey, big bait chasers are out there.
My toe kind of looked like a little minnow.
That's a big minnow.
Yeah, I got a big toe, especially if you look at the corns on top of them. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just glad my feet finally healed. I went fishing in flip-flops first time about a week ago.
Burn them?
Did I burn them?
Yeah.
To a crisp.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
I had a sunburn yesterday.
It was one of them cloudy day sunburns.
Oh, no. Yep. Bad news.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one you don't even realize you get.
That ain't burning. I don't need no suntan lotion.
Yeah. It ain't hot. That sun come out about 5 minutes, then go back. Next thing you know, you just blistered. You're like, okay. All right, got
you good now. You got that initial burn.
Now they peeling. They just itch like crazy. Yeah. So if you see me scratching my feet, mind your business.
Yeah.
How was Venice?
Oh, no, them trout were just, we should have just stayed on. But I'm glad we didn't, since Stone cleaned all the fish. Mm-hmm. And he had a 2 gallon bag. Just slam full of filet.
And y'all still didn't bring me one of them chickens.
We had too much going on. The coolest thing was.
Got to drive right by it.
Oh, no. The coolest thing was.
Can't get there without passing it.
Oh, no. The coolest thing, though.
It's a red light there.
We went to a plantation to eat
just
supper.
Just ignored you.
Okay.
I know. He knows he did wrong.
There was a bunch of ponds on this plantation where this restaurant was.
He's still going.
So we had all the carcasses of the trout. That stone clean.
Mm-hmm.
And when we walked up to these ponds, Josh is grabbing them out of the big, like a laundry basket, and feeding these big alligators. And I'm.
What's that got to do with not bringing me no chicken?
Well, hey, I'm telling you, that was
the
fun
changing
part.
The stuff?
That was the fun part.
He was too busy.
When he walked up that pond.
Boy, he got Robertson all around him, don't he?
Look at it. There was alligators everywhere.
He's still telling it.
Well, I'm telling you, it was alligators everywhere. About 8 or 10 of them showed up on this side. Then he went over here to this other one. And I was walking down toward the water. And it's got the duck weed, the gawal like, the little... With seed on it.
Yeah.
It's right by that chicken.
I'm looking down in the water and it's covered, and I don't see nothing. And about that time, Josh walks up with his carcass in his hand of a trout and walks down there and just a big, about 11 footer comes out.
And that excited you so much.
No. I walked way back up the bank.
And you forgot the chicken because you were scared?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was scared. Hey, we're surrounded by alligators, huh?
Still
hungry.
It's okay. You can say you forgot the chicken.
Well,
that's
hey,
fine.
Look, we did forget the chicken.
That's fine. You didn't have to go through that story to tell me you forgot
the
chicken.
Because that was a fine.
Just wear it like a man, say, I forgot.
That was a good story. I'll give it.
No, that's going to be a good video for Duck Commander to run. Because we got alligators, we got trout, we got
no chicken, though.
Yeah, it only cost me $1,000.
We didn't catch any redfish.
No redfish.
Isn't that the whole reason you went down there?
Yeah.
No redfish, no chicken.
No redfish.
If you'd have stopped and got them chicken, you'd have caught you some redfish.
No.
That's karma.
That's
karma.
Chicken ain't got nothing to do with it, boys.
That's karma. All right, we'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to 3 of those
for real."
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing we're
but
not.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think.
that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
That's so right. I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it. You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
How come you don't see pigs in trees?
How come you don't see pigs in trees?
Because they're good at it.
Wait, because they're pigs in.
Hey,
I don't get it.
Why can't you see pigs in trees?
That's right. They're good at it.
Because they're good at it.
They're good at it. You don't see them. They're camouflaged. They know what they're doing.
I don't get it.
You
don't
get it. Back in 10.
You don't get it.
Did you find it, Martin?
No, nope. I'm out.
He's out, boy.
I can't remember. It was actually it made me giggle, but
made him giggle,
and he can't find it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's gonna make us giggle.
All right, why did the scarecrow get an award, Godwin?
Why did?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Ah,
he was outstanding in his field.
Jacob from East Texas sent that one in. Yeah.
Got him.
You got him, boys.
Oh,
any hoosers?
Dad jokes, aren't they fun?
They're all.
Why is there blood on the plow and rain on the scarecrow?
I don't know.
Blood on the plow and rain on the scarecrow.
I know it's a song.
I haven't heard this.
That's a song.
I know it's a song.
Is it a joke?
No.
Oh, there's no punchline?
Oh, ain't no punchline. But I got your attention.
Just like him chicken.
He got his attention.
Yeah. Just like him. Dang chicken.
Dang chicken. Melody Camp. That's who sung the song.
We got a lot of emails, by the way, of people that are coming here and asking what to do. And
what to do?
Where to stay.
In like West Monroe?
What to do about what?
What are they coming here for?
Well, like Kenny.
Yeah, Big Kenny.
Big Kenny. I don't know if he's big or not. Hey, guys, coming through the area in a week. Need a hotel. What's the best hotel in West Monroe? I don't stay at hotels in West Monroe.
Size house. Airbnb. Look it up. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, he's kidding.
But, I mean, we're getting a lot of questions like that, but I've never stayed at a hotel here.
We got a Marriott.
The newest ones are all by the Ike. So
all right.
If you're looking for new,
West Monroe between Thomas Road and Wells Road.
That's right. Yeah. Between Thomas Road.
But I was like, huh.
South side of that intersection.
They were asking for my advice on what to do. I'd say keep driving.
Go somewhere exciting.
Had a couple on their honeymoon here like a week ago.
Go somewhere till you hit a Buc-ee's and stop there.
Uh-oh. I'm telling you.
You go out that well.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, please email Buc-ee's info and tell them they need
here in Louisiana.
Downing Pines exit in West Monroe, Louisiana is the greatest place for a Buc-ee's to ever exist.
Buc-ee's.
Flood their email. I'm going to get this done with the help of
get it done, boy.
The people that listen to this podcast. Do it now. Pause this podcast. Pull up the email. I'm. You know what? I'm going to look up the email.
He's going to look the email.
Boy. I'm looking up Buc-ee's in general inbox. We're filling it up.
Filling it up, boys. Everybody shooting.
I am using this podcast for the greater good of myself. And
he had me at Buc-ee's.
And getting a Buc-ee's in my town. Contact.
Oh, man.
We're doing it, Martin.
Godwin, when do you leave?
Saturday.
I don't want to work there.
Interesting.
They got world
records. How's that interesting?
Everybody's going on vacation.
That's it. Everybody's going on vacation. Not me.
You going?
No, but you made one critical error.
What's that?
We're approaching the time of the Robertson family vacation. You don't ever take that week off because that's like a week off at home.
I did that. You know what? I remembered that the other day. I was like, dang.
All the Robertsons are going to be gone.
Yeah, you find out when they're leaving and you go the day after they get back.
That's right. Hey.
Right. Tips to a family business, folks. I got more of them for you.
If you need tips.
If you need to know how to survive a family business when you got the wrong last name, hit us in that inbox because we can help you.
My advice is go to a different business where you have the right last name.
And there's always there's always that backup.
There's a backup plan.
Because that's what our cameramen keep doing.
Hey,
they just keep going back to the family business. They work for about 2 years, year, 2 years, and then they go back to the family business. One of them's a youth preacher. One of them's about to be a farmer. So
I like that. So I went to Bucky's website, and they literally are trying to stop me from doing this.
Uh-oh.
It said, hey, here's the don't email us. Look at this instead. But are you sure you would like to email us? Yes. And so you had to put your name and your email. Then it says, is this about new store openings?
Yes, absolutely.
But if you click yes, it just shows you the new stores, and we're not one of them. So people, don't put yes, put no. Oh, now it's no. No.
No.
No. No. Oh, man, this is, are you an employee?
I
no.
I can't ask somebody to do this for me.
Yeah, it's too much, people. You don't have to do it anymore.
You don't have to anymore. They're giving him a runaround.
I mean, you have to answer 17 questions before you can get an email.
That's right.
Hmm. I'm going to find somebody that works there's email.
Uh-oh.
Is this regarding real estate for a new Bucky's location? I found it.
You found it, boys.
Go. Okay, go to the website, ladies and gentlemen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And on the 15th question, they're going to ask you, hit yes. Downing Pines, West Monroe. It's genius. And then send that. That's what you need to do. Thank you for helping me on my mission.
You just keep doing it until they actually get it here on Downing's Road.
Si, when you leave again?
Well, hey, I think me and Stone are heading to Searcy, Arkansas.
What are you doing there?
Like Wednesday evening. We're going up there for something. I don't know what that is right now.
Oh, there you go.
Stone set this up.
You going to Searcy?
Yep.
Searcy. I've been doing my best job to not ever go back to Searcy since I left there.
Hold on. What are you talking about?
It's the most boring place on
earth.
No,
it ain't.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's one of the most fantastic places.
That's not
around.
Searcy. That's outside
oh,
to
no.
the west or
I don't
east.
Want to hear it.
I'm just
or north.
Go up there on Little Red River.
That river doesn't run through Searcy.
Oh, yes, it does. Real close. You go up there and you go
real
down
close.
There and you catch. Oh, we've caught 250 trout in about 2 hours. Just ever cast.
It don't matter. You're going to tell them to go somewhere else.
Well, hey, look.
I'm tired of doing this.
Well, hey.
No, I always does. He go catch about 75.
Yeah,
he said, we need
go.
To move.
Yeah, we need to move.
Well, hey, I was after different type fish, too. We caught a few, you know, about 40. And I said, hey, let's go try some redfish. Well, that was a little harder to find. We didn't find them.
Did you do it?
But that's fishing.
There you go. What'd y'all do at night?
We tried red fishing at night.
Nothing?
But the moon screwed us up.
The moon screwed you up?
Yeah. The tide was coming in.
How does that work?
There's something about the gravity.
Something wrong with them guys standing on it.
Yeah. Hey, something about
it. Wasn't flowing right.
They messed it up when they landed.
Oh, no.
That American flag was facing us.
That was a fast current.
If it wasn't for that flag.
Lord,
it wouldn't catch the wind.
But you got to think about that. The moon tells the tide when to come in and when to go out.
It's gravity.
Gravity, baby.
Gravity, baby.
Moon talk.
Moon talk.
You have to verify your email.
The lunar phase.
The lunar phase.
That's right. The lunar phase.
You know a lot about the moon.
Is it made of cheese?
I know it's made out of Swiss cheese.
You think it's Swiss?
But hey, there ain't no rats up there.
Would you eat it?
Yeah.
If the moon were made of cheese, would you eat it?
Yeah,
100%.
Wow.
I'd cut like a big scoop of the dirty stuff.
There's rats everywhere else. Why ain't there rats on the moon?
Same reason ain't no humans up there.
Why?
Or ever have been there.
Why? Ain't no oxygen? Ain't no oxygen?
Oxygen.
Hey. If it's made of cheese, it'd be hard to be plenty of rats up there.
I give up.
I don't know. I'm still trying to email Bucky. They do not make it easy to flood their email. Somebody's tried this before and they stopped it.
They stopped it, boys.
Yeah, they put 15 degrees of separation in
it.
But if you're that committed, maybe they'll actually look at it.
That's what I need you for, people.
Hey, what color baits are you selling the most of?
All of them.
Green pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. No one color crappie bait?
Can't tell
you. Nope,
that.
Chartreuse.
Why?
Chartreuse,
boys.
Cajun glitter. No, Cajun cricket and glitter clitter. That's what I got in today. Those are the colors that are currently.
I low key.
Did anybody catch any fish?
I low key judge somebody fishes with Cajun cricket.
There he is.
If I go by their boat and I see that, I'm like, nope.
Nope. Nope.
Me and him, me and him can't be friends.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of friends.
I know.
With
there's a lot of other options I'm going to try before I get to him. He last resort, unless you somewhere else. You go over in muddy ponds. Ours ain't that muddy though. You don't need that. Oh well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after. Okay. All right, we're back.
And we're back.
Hello@duckcallroom.com is the email address. Y'all be sure to send us some stuff in.
Send me some emails.
Yeah.
I sat out on my porch last night and read like 150 of them.
I did not. Just so we're clear.
Just a Sunday afternoon.
That's an easy Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. I saw pictures of people's deer, saw some fish.
That's what's up.
Got some questions. A lot of people looked up that thing where the dude punched that bull in the face and killed it.
I had a buddy call me and say that can in fact happen. He saw his daddy do it.
Hey. No. Hey.
We can have him on here.
I'm telling you.
Good grief. Punched a bull.
That's coming out of Caldwell Parish. That's where you from, son.
Good grief.
There you go. Punched one.
What are you going to do when one runs over you and you get back up knocking the dirt off of you and he tries to run over you again? You punch him in the face and kill him.
You get up and dust punch the dirt him. Off of you again.
The first thing I'm going to do is get out of that circle I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hey, he punched him and knocked him down.
Good grief. That's a punt.
And the bull did not get up. And then his wife come out and said, you just killed $20,000 worth of breeding.
He done
bull.
Went from 50 down to 20.
Hey, what are we going to do? And he said, call the neighbors. We're fixing to have a barbecue party.
Now we know.
It's getting cheaper all the time.
No, size stories change.
Well, you said, well, he 50. Said 50.
Well, I didn't say 50. I said 25,000.
Roll the tape. Can we literally pause this and roll two? If you're able to edit this, Mr. Editor, please go back to the last episode and insert him saying 50 and come back.
You just paid something like $50,000 for that breeding bull. What are we going to do now?
And we're back. I don't know what just happened.
What you got in there? All right, well,
I got two. I actually got two today. I told y'all one, but I got two because I just saw one that said Bucky's Ministry, and maybe y'all will talk about this on the show. Avery from Waller, Texas, home to the second biggest Bucky's until we get one. She's a junior at Texas State University, part of the Baptist Student Ministry, and she has two questions. She was wondering if we have any advice on how to spread the gospel to students on campus. Great question. And if we had $300 budget for Bucky's, what would y'all buy? That's a lot of sandwiches. So let's start with spreading the gospel on campus.
I'm the wrong guy to ask how to spread it in college because I was the antithesis of the gospel in college. Oh, okay. I can just go ahead and
you don't think she should get a big piece of cardboard that says, listen to the Duck Call Room podcast?
That's probably not going to work.
Define big word you use.
Them
antithesis.
Yeah,
antithesis.
Driving around in a car with Jesus Saves on it, and you're going to hell. That probably ain't gonna work either.
Yeah, you're living like the devil.
But the BCM is a good place to start. I remember I would go there for like Friday lunches and stuff. You get them for super cheap.
I love the Warhawks for Christ. Them dudes gave you a dollar lunch on Fridays.
Yeah.
If you serve people cheap food in college.
And during the Lent, you got the fish fry.
They will come through the door.
Mm-hmm. You go to the Catholic people during Lent and eat fish on Friday.
You feed them, get them in the door, tell them about Jesus, and they should see something different in you anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's my best advice.
Yeah. I'm with you. The best advice I can give you is live it.
Live it and feed them.
Yeah, live it. Yeah, just live it. Watch it.
Talk the talk and walk the walk.
Yeah.
All right. And on to our second question.
Now,
$300 at Bucky's. Go.
What are you going to buy?
$300 at Bucky's. All right. The biggest bag of Dutch pretzels I got.
Biggest one. That's pretty expensive.
I'm going to go to that the small batch candy deal and get me some either chocolate covered pecans or almonds. One of the two.
Well, you got so much more time.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go. If I got 300, did I just burn the hole in my pocket? I'm gonna start on one end of that sandwich dispensary and get to the other one.
That's right.
I almost
said the sandwich.
The sausage is good. The brisket's good.
I'm going to get 10 bags of beef jerky, too.
And then whatever I got left over, I'm going to go to that beef jerky and try the exotic ones.
I might get a really weird swimsuit and tank top just in case.
Yeah.
It just because I got $300.
I got a lot of little Bucky's Beavers, too, the little stuffed ones when they change them.
Oh, yeah.
Change them out. I got several of them.
Want those every time.
Yeah.
I love that place.
It is a good $300.
Anything else?
If you're Willie Robertson, you come out there with a fire pit.
Yeah,
I don't know if that costs $300 or not.
Willie Roberts, if he was in here and you had three, he'd be like, "No, you gotta up that budget. We're going to Bucky's."
Yeah, you back up to the front door and they'll load it with a forklift. Right. I mean, so
anything we're missing?
Got everything.
Everything. I would get gas. Well, actually, now thanks to other stuff, you can only get gas for $300, and then you're out.
And you still ain't full.
And you just, let's not go down that road. Next email from Alexander. I like this email because the subject lines get me. This one's subject line is, what's the wise thing to do? And I like a man who's asking others for wisdom. Like, that is wisdom, to ask others for wisdom.
And you can't spell wisdom without S-I.
Backwards. It's Chase from Florence, Alabama. He's 28. He's been thinking about dropping a line to us for a while. Likes us. Thinks we're good. We do good stuff, so I appreciate that. He's currently living at a halfway house in Tuscaloosa, and he's graduated from the program, so it's time for him to move on. He's got a good job in Tuscaloosa and could possibly stay there, but he's not really financially stable. Don't really know anyone in Tuscaloosa, and it's been hard for him to step out of his comfort zone. He's been there a whole year, doesn't have many friends, so he's been thinking about moving back to Florence, Alabama, where he has some family. But I'd have to stay with my mom or grandma for a while to save some money.
Yeah.
Wisdom. What should he do? What's some advice we can give him on what to do?
Well, I don't know. I'd get out of Tuscaloosa in a heartbeat. I don't know. They do have that Dreamland barbecue there. It's pretty solid.
It's pretty good.
I don't know, because I don't know what ended up in the halfway house.
That's true. Yeah. You know.
So if going home is going to expose you to the world that got you to where you're at in Tuscaloosa,
don't recommend going back there. Don't do it.
If Tuscaloosa is what got you into where you're at right now, then you probably do. You graduated program, but it probably is time to get the heck out of there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of unknowns there. Remove yourself as far as you can from the temptation of that old life, because even though you've graduated, it's still going to come calling. And if you make it easy to get back on you, it's coming back. So proud of you for sticking it out.
Yeah, I wanted to read that.
Super proud of
you. So I wanted to say way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. For sticking it out and doing your thing, doing your commitment to whatever got you to where you're at. But if that looks like moving back in with your parents, I would say if you're doing it to save money, I think you're doing it for the wrong reason. If you move back in with them, pay them rent. Start building yourself financially up to learn what a budget is. Put yourself on, even if you're giving your mom $200 a month to live at her house.
Yeah, she's going to give you a good deal.
Start back by figuring out what that money looks like. Because if you just go and save a bunch of money, you slap a bunch on a down payment, then all of a sudden you don't know how to manage your finances. So start managing your finances, even if you do move back in at home, by paying them rent, paying for groceries, doing all the right things. I mean, they're going to give you an aggressive rate, but you know where to go. And if home is the right place to go, then go there. But if it's what got you in trouble in the first place, stay away from it. So it's easier to fall back into them traps than you think. So
yeah, I like that, Martin. That's my advice. And I would say I like a man who asks for wisdom. That's wise. But don't look at moving back in your mom and grandma's as like a bad step back. If it's to help you get on your feet, great. And I love what Martin said about paying rent and it's going to be a good rate. And that way you can get back to where you are financially stable and you're used to paying some rent. And then once you get built up, you can get a new job and make more money. You can move into your own place, your own apartment.
Yeah. Don't take a good job for granted right now, though. Yeah. Don't think you can move somewhere else and find one. So if you need to stick it out in Tuscaloosa, stick it out there. It's just,
yeah,
you know, pray about it, man. Trey, a lot of wisdom comes from not much talking and a lot of listening. Mm-hmm. So,
Si, you got anything before we?
Well, I don't know if the friends you had got you into this, but surround yourself with people, you know, that are looking to do good things.
Amen. Get plugged in somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Find a church and go there and you know, start running with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you'll be better off.
Godwin, anything?
Godwin, haven't spent some time in a halfway house. Can you? No, I'm kidding. He hasn't. I'm just kidding.
I say I'm going to learn something
no,
new.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's good. I'd say that plugging in, that's a big thing.
Yeah, we've actually here had several halfway house people work for us through the years. There's been people that have come and gone, and yeah, they were good. But, you know, we were certain to sharpen them while they were here too, support mm-hmm. them and help them. So find you a fostering, nurturing place, wherever that may be.
Yep.
Hold yourself accountable.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the email, Chase. I'm going to send us out of here with a Bible verse that kind of had what Martin said in mind about whatever got you into that situation, get out of that.
Yeah.
You're a new man. So Ephesians 4:22-24, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on your new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. When you become a Christian, you're a new creation. Life should look pretty much different than it was before. So thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, amen. We'll see y'all next time right here.